Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from your fan, Catherine.
Hi, LSAT Demon. Thank you for producing so much wonderful content. I'm an ESL student and I've been a Demon subscriber for 6 months now.
ESL means English as a second language?
Yes.
Okay.
I was drilling reading comp questions and suddenly this idea hit me. What if I start translating the passage into my native language? Would that be somewhat helpful? I've been trying to translate the passage into plain English for a while now, and from time to time, my first language jumps into my head while I do this. I wonder, since translation between different languages also requires you to understand what you read, does it bring the same benefits as the type of within language translation that we're doing now?
Yeah. I went from no to yes real quick on that question.
Okay.
Default was, hey, it's a test in English. You're reading in English. You have to pick an answer in English. Why aren't you going to be thinking it through in English? But then I immediately thought, well, wait a second, though, because when I'm understanding the passage, when I'm reading the passage and understanding it, I'm purposely getting away from the words that they actually used and into a more practical understanding of what I think they're talking about.
Yeah, and I do want to be clear here. We are translating the poorly written, abstract, highfalutin LSAT language into plain English. But really what we're doing is we're then using that plain English to take away ideas. Because I'm not translating it into a specific written sentence that is now easier to understand, and that's what I'm always going to reference. I'm really just referencing the ideas, and I know that because when someone says to me, what was just said or what's the main point, I restate it again using totally different words. I'm pulling on the ideas, not the language. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have any problem with this. I mean, I could see there being a problem, like timing wise, to be constantly translating, you know, go back into Spanish, then back into English. I could see that taking a while, but you are fluent in your native language. And so you might just, you know, think more fluently. It's natural to you to go into the other language to try to understand what they're thinking, what they're talking about. I don't have any problem with it. I don't think.
Give it a try. Yeah. See what happens.
If it slows you down and or diminishes your accuracy, then you know, you might need to be thinking exclusively in English. But you're doing it because it's easy, like you're doing it because it comes naturally to you.
Yeah.
And yeah, to the extent that you're just doing what you got to do in order to put it into your own. Right. We always tell people put it into your own words.
Yeah.
Well, if those words are in a different language, I really don't see anything wrong with that, as long as you understand what it said in English.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thanks, Catherine, for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.